Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
The time is near, always. Revelation 22:6-21. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the Spirit of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things, and when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, 'You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers and prophets, with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God.' And he said to me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me, to repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the sexually immoral and the murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." And grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen. Three times in this passage, we have the phrase directly from Jesus' mouth, "I am coming soon." And there's that one phrase that connects us to the beginning of Revelation, what must soon take place. It's a form of an inclusio. What Johnson says in his commentary is that it is close at hand, very close, pressing in, pressing in, pressing in, calling us to live the future in the present. Now, it's hard at sometimes to see this because John felt it very imminent in the same way that we're to feel it imminent. This is why Johnson entitles the final chapter of his commentary, "The Time is Near, Always." It hasn't come as quickly as the early believers expected. And in different periods in history, the people anticipated it coming quickly because there were signs that they began reading in the text. I think what the Lord Jesus would say to us is, don't worry about the when, just be ready. It's close. It's closer than you realize. It's not far away. Time and space are on different planes between heaven and earth, and there's a linking that's coming. But in the moment, allow the kingdom to break into your life. How many followers of Christ, how many believers, people that have put their trust in them, since John wrote this in somewhere between AD 92 and 96, have heard these words or had the privilege of reading these words, have been encouraged by them, the time is coming near. What we need to remember is, again, time is not the factor, when is not the factor, but who is the factor. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Everything has its source in Jesus Christ. Everything has its telos, its ending in Jesus Christ. All of life, when we see it from this perspective, has a fullness. What we're getting is a throne-saturated image of the God and the Lamb and the Spirit operating to make this alert to us so that we would see our present circumstances and our present world in light of that future. These are realities now. They're just being experienced by us over time as we move towards the culmination of all that God has designed. Johnson says in his commentary, and this will be my so what, if you and I can just see Jesus in our circumstances, we can keep on going. Isn't that good? If we can just see Jesus in our circumstances, and who's the Jesus we see? Yes, the one who was crucified and raised, but the one who's seated on the throne and reigns. Now what? I would say come back to these images over and over and over again. I'm making a new commitment in my own life to read Revelation repeatedly in the course of a year. If the scriptures are true, and I believe they are, every word is God-breathed, filled with his meaning, we know from this text that we're blessed by reading and hearing and doing what's in the text. Even if you can't revisit the whole Revelation and it gets bogged down sometimes in your life, maybe just come back and read chapters 1, 4, and 5, and 21 and 22 to remind ourselves. Yes, we're in a battle, and the battle is severe. We're against a great dragon and multiple beasts, but Jesus is king, and he's called us to overcome, to conquer, and to reign with him, to see his kingdom come in fresh ways. It's a promise of restored identity, but also unique purpose. And so, Lord, today we give ourselves to you, and we ask that as we have read these texts, that your blessing would not only flow into us, but to all those that we have contact with and influence over. We want to live in the spirit of Abram. You've blessed us. Now make us a blessing, even unto the nations, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.